So once people get further down into their trading careers, should they look to potentially manage money? Because one of the criticisms I get when I say I'm a trader and I teach trading, but particularly on the trading side, because of the recent banking crisis and all of that, some people say, well, traders don't make anything, they don't do anything constructive for the economy, in essence, and they approach the element of our justification or reason for existence, in essence. And one of the key things you say is we should look to serve, and it's through serving, and the more people you serve, the greater you develop value. In essence, does trading have a value for those that are the skeptics about what we do? And if it does, should we all seek to manage money as an eventual goal so that we can amplify the amount of people we serve and support?
That's a great question. I just addressed that in Brisbane just a couple of days ago, because I got asked a similar question. There's a thing called transactions, and transaction is somebody, there's many different types of transaction, but the most fundamental transaction is somebody does a service or brings a product or some idea that somebody buys, and the person buying it wants that product, service, or idea, and the person that sells that wants the money. And so they both are getting what they want. It's sort of win-win. It's a non-zero-sum game process. And if we don't have some of those out there, there's no economy. That the economy depends on transactions of some product, service, or idea that's exchanged. And then you have somebody who's mediating a brokerage of buys and sells. Now, to say that it's not essential in the market wouldn't be so, because what they do is they locate where somebody can buy and sell efficiently. So they're contributing to the overall buy and selling and the productivity, because they're allowing people to access things they wouldn't know where to get it. They wouldn't even have access to that. So it wouldn't be easy to find. So the broker's actually getting a portion to make it accessible, to make it more efficient in the market, to make transactions. So if there was 100% brokers and nobody was transacting, there'd be no market. So the ratio of people actually building in products and making services and doing ideas that are valuable, there has to be a ratio of those to stabilize an economy. Can't have everybody a trader, can't everybody doing this, because it's not efficient if you did nothing but trades, because you would not even know what's going on around the world. The broker can give you access to things you would never know about. So they both work in tandem, but you can't have either one of those to extreme. But the broker definitely gives people an opportunity to make trades they would never be able to make, and they wouldn't even know about, because they're not focused on that. They can't possibly focus on as much as the broker, because they're a specialist. And the broker obviously deserves a portion of that to make it efficient in the marketplace. So they're actually doing an efficient system of making efficient trades in the world. So to say that they're not contributing would not be extreme. But at the same time, if there was nothing but brokers and there was nobody doing anything, you wouldn't have a broker. You need both.
So in essence, a retail trader, someone trading from home, like our audience, they are almost worker bees in a price discovery mechanism for many critical things like oil that people have to buy and have to know what the rate is on any given. So it is kind of, there is a community service in that sense.
Yes. Like I said, that the key though is that the economy itself depends on an actual product, service, or idea that we need. Yeah. But we couldn't possibly do that efficiently without a global market. And the broker, that's their role, the contribution that they make. So I wouldn't say go as far as saying that they don't make a contribution. I wouldn't say that they're the key to all economy. I would say that everybody has a place. We all have a place, and that we need to put that into proper perspective. If we exaggerate or minimize it, we're eventually taught back who we really are.